The three most popular gay comic novelists working today are two Stevens and an Andrew. And at the moment, we have new books from both of the Stevens. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has the latest from the world of graphic novels. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. First up, The Gunkle Abroad by Stephen Rowley, detailing the further adventures of gay Uncle Patrick, an aging TV and movie star introduced in 2021's The Gunkle. That book focused on his relationship with his young niece Maisie and nephew Grant, whom he was caring for in the wake of their mother's death and their father's stint in rehab. In this sequel, it's 5 years later, and the children have a new trauma to face, their father's remarriage to an Italian woman. The first chapter begins with a bang as we learn that the nuptials at the Grand Hotel Tremezzo, where the guests have gathered, are threatened with cancellation. This is good news to Maisie and Grant, who remain 100% opposed to the union. From there, we flash back to the tour of Europe Patrick has just led the kids on, including Hot Chocolate in Paris, Sound of Music Lore in Austria, and Gondolas and Gelato in Venice. Once back at Lake Como, Patrick throws himself into a rivalry with the children's prospective new L'Aunt, lesbian aunt, Palmina, who torments Patrick by referring to him as Gunk. Readers who love Rowley for his banter, his classic gunkle pronouncements, and his tender delineation of the bond between a man and his nibblings will put up with some slow sections for the wit and wisdom of the rest. Brunch really is awesome, after all. The other Stephen I was referring to is Stephen Macaulay, whose eighth novel is You Only Call When You're in Trouble. This is the story of Cecily, an academic embroiled in a sticky investigation at her university. Tom, her gay architect uncle, also facing career trouble. Dorothy, Cecily's ditzy mom, and the town of Woodstock, in which Dorothy is about to open a retreat center. Macaulay's descriptive gifts shine in his evocations of Woodstock, where almost every storefront along the main street was decorated with wind chimes, prayer flags, colorful pennants, or loose billowing clothes for sale. And in the middle of the tiny town green was a drum circle and a group of gray-haired people in unstructured cotton pants doing what looked like interpretive dance. Like Rowley, Macaulay is big on pronouncements. No one can do whatever they want to do, and probably no one should, he informs us. When someone starts by telling you to do whatever you want, they end up forcing you to do what they tell you. Another parallel to Rowley is that the emotional heart of the story is the profound connection Tom feels with his niece, which at the opening of the book has caused his longtime partner to throw up his hands and move out. But as the characters blunder about, the narrator stays on his game. As a chronicle of modern disappointments and their occasional consolations, You Only Call When You're in Trouble hits its marks.
The books are The Gunkle Abroad by Stephen Rowley and You Only Call When You're in Trouble by Stephen Macaulay. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WYPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.